This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India currently stands as the model of high growth and low inflation for the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that the 8% GDP growth rate during the second quarter of the current financial year is a reflection of the country's rising progress.
8% se jyada ki growth rate hamari pragati ki nayi gati ka pratibimb hai. Ye sirf number nahi hai, ye strong macroeconomic signal hai. Ye sandesh hai कि भारत आज ग्लोबल इकोनॉमी का ग्रोथ ड्राइवर बन रहा है और हमारे ये आंकड़े तब है जब ग्लोबल ग्रोथ 3% के आसपास है.
Talking about India's role on the global stage, the Prime Minister said that in a world plagued by challenges and uncertainties, the nation stands tall in a league of its own. He added that at a time when people are talking about economic slowdown, India is etching its growth story. Mr. Modi further said that for transforming tomorrow, change is firmly rooted in the strong foundation being built today. He mentioned that India's potential has long been untapped, but conventionally underdeveloped sectors like the Northeast, villages, Tier 2 and 3 cities, women and youth, blue economy and space sector are now realizing their full potential. The Prime Minister noted that trust between the people and government has now strengthened. He said that earlier, the system was skeptical of its own people, but now the citizen-centric approach has streamlined governance. Mr. Modi called for people's support and urged them to look at the coming 10 years as a clear time frame to free the nation from every trace of this colonial mindset. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the centre is working to simplify the tax system, noting that income tax should no longer be seen as a tiresome exercise. Addressing the leadership summit of a private media organisation in New Delhi today, the minister highlighted that the income tax slabs need to be made more transparent, simplified and compliant for the upliftment of the citizens. The minister also said that a complete overhaul of the customs framework will be the next big assignment. She added that the government has steadily brought down custom duties in the last 2 years and is finding ways to simplify customs, making them more transparent. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that no country has a say on how India develops its relation with others. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that India has a freedom of choice in geopolitics and enjoys strategic autonomy. Dr. Jaishankar also dismissed that the Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit would negatively affect India's relationship with the US or stall the expected free trade agreement, FTA, with them. He added that there is no lack of communication or negotiations with the American side. The government has directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds without delay. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has mandated that refunds for all cancelled or disrupted flights be completed by 8 p.m. tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that the directive has been issued following a large number of flight cancellations by IndiGo, causing disruption and inconvenience to passengers across the country. The Mahaparinirvan Divas, which commemorates the death anniversary of the Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhimrao Ramji Ambedkar, was observed in various parts of the country. On the occasion, several leaders paid homage to Dr. Ambedkar's legacy on this solemn day by reflecting on his teachings and commitment to building a just and inclusive society. India made a strong start at the season-ending ISSF World Cup final in Doha today, with Suruchi Singh securing the women's 10-meter air pistol gold and setting a new junior world record. Compatriot Sayam added silver, delivering a commanding opening for the Indian contingent. Suruchi shot 245.1 in the final, surpassing Manu Bhakar's 6-year-old junior world record of 244.7. And with that, we end this news bulletin.